Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. For people in the midst of a mental health crisis, often the fastest way to get help is to go to a hospital emergency room. But if they need to be admitted to a psychiatric unit, the process can be painfully slow. Here in Massachusetts, patients are routinely stuck in the ER for hours and sometimes days before they're admitted to that hospital or another. There's even a term for it, emergency department or ED boarding. The Massachusetts College of Emergency Physicians tracks ED boarding and says it's a long-standing problem and it's become worse during the pandemic. Dr. Jesse Rideout is president of the physicians group that does the tracking. He's also an emergency physician at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. He says boarding is an issue in emergency departments large and small all across the state.
There are departments out there right now that as you walk in, you will find out of, for example, 90 beds, 60 of those might be filled with patients already admitted to the hospital, either waiting to go upstairs to a medical floor or to be transferred to a psychiatric facility. You will see patients in the hallways. You will see patients filling each of the rooms. You'll definitely see patients that have active COVID-19. They will all be separated into isolation rooms, and you'll see staff gowning and gloving and protecting themselves. And you'll see some departments that have less volume as well.
And you said some of these patients are in the hallways. What would bring somebody in a psychiatric emergency to the emergency department? What kind of ailments are they suffering?
We see a lot of patients that, you know, are having challenges, understandably, coping with the stress of a pandemic. We're seeing increased depression, both in adults and significant amounts in children, increased anxiety, increased use of substance, exacerbating underlying psychiatric illnesses. So these patients may be in the ER because of thoughts of suicide. And sadly, these patients might have to be in a hallway waiting for a bed.
Are they getting treated during that time?
Sometimes the most important thing is safety for a patient. And being monitored for that is a critical part of it. Being home alone is where things may certainly get worse and much higher risk for suicide. So being at least in a place where you're safe, where we can initiate the start of a treatment is important, even if you can't get into the counseling that we know that we want to get our patients into.
What can you tell us about how bad the situation is right now? And we know this is a longstanding problem because we should say on the last date that you collected data from hospitals, which was January 18th, 70% of hospitals in the state responded. They reported there were 244 people total being boarded in emergency departments, in some kind of psychiatric emergency, waiting for a bed. And the cause of the problem, the root of it, is what?
You know, there's a number of things that are causing it, but it's hard to deny the fact that the number of psychiatric beds is a critical part of it. We had a problem before COVID with the number of beds that we had available, and the psychiatric facilities have to have a small percentage of their beds available in case any of their patients do become infected with COVID-19. That's taking those beds away from us. But you're right. It is a problem that's been longstanding, and it is, you know, fairly demoralizing to see, despite all of our efforts, despite the fact that it's a well-known problem, that things are not getting better. In fact, the trends are definitely getting worse.
So again, you have asked hospitals to give you data on what's happening. Tell us more about what you found.
What we did is we actually looked at the total behavioral health boarding hours. If we take all of those patients that are boarding and the number of hours that they're waiting, and what we found in our January point in time, a Monday morning at 8 a.m., we found that for the first time we crossed the 10,000 hour mark. We've never seen that before, and that was up 47% from July.
And how does that break down, the average time for one particular patient?
What we found was that the average wait at that time for patients boarding was 53 hours. It was even worse for pediatric patients. Their average time boarding was 59 hours, essentially 2.5 days of boarding in the emergency department, waiting for a bed at a mental health facility to open up.
It's impossible to imagine what it must be like for that patient. What is it like for you as a doctor to try and treat someone like that in the crazed atmosphere of an emergency department?
You know, it becomes disheartening because you feel sort of helpless, not being able to sort of initiate the group therapy and then the various psychiatric treatments that that are necessary. And, you know, each of our shifts as we sort of move from one doctor to the next, for example, each 8-hour shift, we're essentially saying the same thing. You know, this patient continues to wait for a bed.
Could you just give us one example of a patient who has been boarding, basically, in the emergency department?
Yeah, so I would say probably a couple of shifts ago, I took care of a college student who had just come back from the Christmas break and was trying to get back into college life, only to find out that she had to quarantine further with a roommate who tested positive. And she did have underlying depression, but just to sort of see how that worsened, lack of sleep, lack of eating, and thoughts of harming herself sort of brought her in a crisis mode. And it was several days waiting for a bed to open up.
So your emergency physicians group is calling on the State Department of Public Health to do something about this. Explain what it is that you're asking for and what kind of difference you think it would make.
So one of the things that we're looking for is greater transparency when it comes to reporting the boarding times in emergency departments. I think COVID-19 has taught us that Massachusetts is a leader when it comes to reporting the daily updates of COVID-19 and hospitalization. And Governor Baker has been a leader at using the data to drive decisions and to assess progress. What we would like is to have boarding times for behavioral health patients made public and be done on a daily basis so we can track this.
If there's a dashboard, so there's public awareness, is that going to mean more beds?
I think if the numbers are there on a regular basis, you know, it would sort of force us to sort of solve this problem, because 10 years of us collecting our numbers has only showed a worsening of the situation.
Jesse Rideout is an emergency physician at Tufts Medical Center and the president of the Massachusetts College of Emergency Physicians. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Dr. Rideout stresses this, even with the delays you might face to get admitted to a hospital, if you're having a mental health crisis, you should still go to an emergency department. We asked the State Executive Office of Health and Human Services about the issue of ED boarding. So far, officials there have not answered our questions.